This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Oh boy, here we go again. That's what some in Michigan are undoubtedly thinking as they learn of a proposed natural gas pipeline that could run through Michigan on its way to Ontario. The proposed Rover pipeline would carry natural gas through about 180 miles of Michigan. Some of it would track the very same route as that controversial Enbridge 6B oil pipeline that was recently replaced. Keith Matheny is a reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Keith, what would the Rover pipeline be doing?
Well, it's going to take natural gas from areas of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio, where they've been quite successful in extracting it, including through the controversial practice of fracking. And it's going to ship it first westward across several states, where it will cut up from Ohio into Michigan through kind of the southeast corner of Michigan, spanning six counties, and ultimately ending up at a hub in Sarnia, Ontario, where it can then be distributed pretty much anywhere, probably to the East Coast, perhaps across Canada, and maybe even out of North America.
And how closely do they think the Rover would track along that route of Enbridge 6B?
Well, 6B actually comes from the west to the east, so it would only catch a portion of that route, but certainly a couple of counties in Michigan are likely to be it's going to be that same right of way for the people whose lives were kind of turned upside down during the Line 6B installation last year. I'm looking at like maybe Oakland, Macomb, St. Clair counties, perhaps other counties as well. It's going to be the very same people, the very same route, the people who saw their backyards torn up for a year, the people who occasionally had their roads inaccessible. It was quite a process they went through, and they're looking at it on a somewhat similar basis again.
And I can only imagine there's that sense of deja vu, and not in a good way for these property owners.
Absolutely. And a lot of them felt kind of helpless in the Line 6B process because, of course, there are rights of eminent domain where essentially the companies go out and they attempt to work a deal with the property owner for fair value for the disruption that they'll cause. But basically, if you say absolutely not, I'm completely opposed to this, they can go and get a court order and essentially override you and do it. And it's looking like the same thing would be possible with this ET Rover pipeline.
Tell us about the company behind the Rover pipeline.
Well, it's a subsidiary of Energy Transfer Partners, and they're a pretty major player in petroleum product transport in North America. I think I'm going to have a story later this week. Interestingly, 2 years ago, they were arguing before the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. They're the ultimate arbiters of these matters. And because it's multi-state, it's on a federal level. It's not a state-level decision. 2 years ago, they were arguing to abandon a major, now this was a north-south natural gas pipeline that they ultimately sold off to Enbridge to transfer oil. And in that process, they were arguing that the market wasn't particularly strong for natural gas in the Midwest, and they could still meet all of their demands, and that it was appropriate for them to be able to sell this off. 2 years later, here they are saying, we've got a strong market and need to have this new distribution route from the Marcellus and Utica shale formations in Pennsylvania and West Virginia.
Well, ET Rover spokesperson Vicky Granato had this to say about property owners who live along the proposed path of the Rover pipeline.
It's important to Energy Transfer that we reach out and we communicate and we meet people and we talk to them. It's also important that as we do work in these communities that we're very respectful of people's property and of all of the environmental concerns.
Well, we know so many property owners in Michigan, just as you said, Keith, had a very bruising, difficult experience with Enbridge, the Canadian firm. Do we have any idea what they might expect from Energy Transfer? Any reason for people to believe that statement that we just heard from their spokesperson?
Well, I've heard is anecdotal, so I'm not really sure if they would have a similar experience. I do know that some people were not satisfied with the level of cooperation that they got on the Line 6B process, and I know they're extremely leery that it won't be this great spirit of cooperation and where they listen and cater to individual landowners' concerns.
We have about 300,000 miles of gas pipelines in the U.S., those big, large-scale lines, not the little distribution pipelines that run to our houses. What do we know about the safety of these large-scale lines?
Well, certainly there have been some major incidents with natural gas explosions, one of the most notable being in California a couple of years ago, where a number of people were killed. That often has to do with aging pipelines. Certainly this multi-state E.T. Rover proposed pipeline would be a vast pipeline. They're talking a 42-inch diameter pipe that would transport more than 3 billion cubic feet of gas per day. Now, for a little bit of perspective on that, in the highest gas demand day ever for consumers' energy, which was in January of 2013, they pushed out less natural gas across the entire state of Michigan than the amount that would pass through this pipeline every day.
That's a big pipeline.
Indeed.
And you say the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, is the ultimate decider of whether this will happen. What kind of timetable are we looking at, Keith?
This is actually on a relatively slow timetable. The folks at Energy Transfer Partners indicate that they're in sort of a pre-application process and that they expect to submit their formal application either at the end of this year or the start of next year. And then I would imagine it would take, you know, throughout 2015 to reach a decision. You know, there's certain environmental investigations that have to take place, and there's a process involved. But I believe they would like to be constructing this pipeline if they got all the approvals they needed in 2015.
Energy Transfer Partners will be holding a series of public meetings along the path of the proposed Rover pipeline. In fact, there's a meeting this evening in Chelsea from 5:30 to 7:30. It's at the Comfort Inn Village Conference Center on Commerce Park Drive in Chelsea. There's also a meeting tonight in Richmond. It'll be held at the Lois Wagner Memorial Library, again from 5:30 to 7:30. Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny, always good to talk with you. Thanks so much, Keith.
Thank you, Cynthia.